Now everybody, let me tell you a story about Hollywood shame. Where terrible actors and scripts collide. Oh, what a mess it is on the other side. Saw the lights, camera, action begin. But all I got was a movie that plunged in a spin. From the first scene to the credits that roll. Oh, Hollywood disaster, you've taken its toll. Silver screen says cool, bad movies galore. Can't help but wonder what the hell were they making these for. Throwing some cliches to shut the predictable plot. It's a train wreck, I tell you, it's all they ever got.
And now for our feature presentation.
Welcome to the Silver Screen Cesspool, where we review the poo. And now your host, the surveyor of cinema, the mocker of moronic movies, the terror of tiny town, the last known survivor of battlefield Earth, the one of many, Alan Smithy.
Tonight's film flop is the 1977 film Chatterbox. To summarize the plot of this movie in a manner that's podcast friendly, it's about a woman who discovers one day that her box can chatter. When she says, "Read my lips," it really is a multiple choice question. That is to say, her vajayjay has a lot to say. Anyway, her chatterbox has a mind of its own, and has a lot to talk about, and is sassy as Rip Taylor, who incidentally stars in the first 10 minutes of this film. Apparently, Virginia the Vagina also has ambitions of singing as a career. So hijinks ensues as the singing career takes off. According to one IMDb reviewer, this is the greatest talking vagina movie ever made. And it's hard to argue with that. But still, there's no pussyfooting around it. This is a one-joke movie, and they keep rubbing out that same joke over and over again. But what do you expect when the top-billed actors are Rip Taylor, a vocal vag, and the boom mic? The movie does, however, end on a happy note, as the girl with the talking taco finds true love with a man who has a singing salami. May God have mercy on our souls. Chatterbox is available streaming on Amazon Prime.
Silver Screen Cesspool is written, directed, and starring Alan Smithy. Assistant director, producer, and stunt coordinator, Alan Smithy. Boom mic operator, sound editing and music by Alan Smithy. Construction coordinator, The Amazing Rando. Makeup by Crayola. Catering was provided by the Soylent Corporation. Alan Smithy will be back in Return of the Curse of the Planet of the Prehistoric Bikini Ninjas versus Kingdom of the Bride of the Killer, Shark Cheerleaders 2, Electric Boogaloo.